Get your day started right. This is VOC Breakfast with Gulam Fakir and Sabiro Sheikh Gesso. Only on The Voice of the Cape.
So some 16 minutes after 7 is where we're at this morning. We're moving along now to our next feature. Now, last week, we were all left, I think, pretty speechless after a Bonsoihiwe couple was arrested for allegedly murdering their 8-month-old baby. Now, the couple have since appeared at the Bishop Lavis Magistrates Court, where the case was remanded until the 22nd of January 2021 for a formal bail application. Now, following our conversation last week with Bonsoihiwe Ward Councillor Angus McKenzie, Owen Francis, a former employer of the female accused, as well as her sister, Leanne Michaels, reached out to us to, you know, share their comment regarding the story and exactly what has unfolded. So joining us online this morning, Owen Francis, as well as Leanne Michaels. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Gulam. Thanks, Abiyah, and people of Cape Town.
So, Owen, perhaps, you know, starting off with you in terms of understanding, you know, the person, and that is the mother that's been accused, you know, in terms of who is she?
Well, Sabida, I know Kathy both on a personal as well as a professional level. Mm-hmm. Kathy worked for me for a period of 3 years. She's also the cousin of my life partner. Kathy and I... Kathy worked for me for a period of 3 years. She has an incredible work ethic. She's very loyal, both to her profession as well as to her family. She's a kind, loving, humble person. It's very tragic that the events that occurred, and there's not a doubt in my mind that Kathy was, in fact, also a victim of abuse in this matter and not a perpetrator or shouldn't be accused of this crime.
Oh, when you say, you know, her both on a professional note, obviously as being a former employer, but also on a personal note, you know, as a mother, you know, what were your observations?
Kathy is very, very, very supportive of her children. Kathy lives for her children. In fact, to that extent, as part of my gathering of evidence in support of Kathy, I have gathered around 30 character references or affidavits for Kathy. And there's a common thread that goes through that, Sabira, and it talks to Kathy being a loving mother, a caring person, and that the children were her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, also, Owen, if I can just come in here quickly. You know, you mentioned that you suspect that she, or without a doubt, and I quote you say without a doubt, that she has also been a victim, you know, of abuse in this relationship. Can you tell us more?
So it's very difficult. Kathy was a very, very proud, always the life of the room, of the party, of the office. But she was also a very private, personal person. Kathy would never or hasn't ever shared with us the evidence that things had gone wrong. But there was subtle things in her behavior and also in the behavior of a partner that we had picked up. Both I have and Leanne has. And you know, we were also saying something's not right here. But I'd like to just add that there is no way, and anybody who knows anything about mental trauma will be aware that when one is a victim, it is very difficult to vocalize and verbalize things when you've been threatened. In fact, the evidence has come out that Catherine's husband had, in fact, threatened the lives of her parents.
Was that? Did she ever lay charges? You know, because clearly, and we know that there's this trend, you know, wanting to fix things, and so you don't lay criminal charges or charges at least because of abuse and stuff. And you know, it's sort of, I don't know. I'm just sitting and I'm thinking, you know, when all of these things surface now, that's probably the one thing that many is going to ask: how long have you been in this relationship? Have you ever sort of spoken to anybody? How long has it been happening? You know, have you laid charges before? Because all of these things are going to surface. Do you know that if she perhaps spoke to anybody or alerted officials to this alleged abuse, etc.?
Well, firstly, let me just put it in perspective. You know, and this is the issue around victim abuse. When we sit and we theorize on what needs to happen and what people need to do, we are not faced with that mental trauma or anguish. We don't understand or live in the spaces where women fear for their lives. So to answer your question directly, no, Kathy never logged a charge against her husband. However, there is evidence and we have proof of the fact that Cathy has in fact taken her baby to the doctor and to Vanguard Clinic on several occasions.
For what?
Because there were marks on the child's body, for example, on baby Levi's body, that she wasn't sure of.
Okay.
And that the police are now saying is evidence of abuse, when in fact the medical profession has turned around and told this mother that they were in fact skin infections or ringworms as such, and had given her medication to that. She had been to see both a private doctor as well as the clinic. So you know, one can argue and say, yes, she should have done that and this. But if you're not in her circumstances, if you're not living the life of a victim, it's very difficult to completely understand and try and predict what that behavior might be.
Right.
But this mother has reached out, not directly in saying, but she has gone to the Department of Health and a private doctor. Her family, Leanne, has gone to the police in Bishop Lavers and asked for assistance, and it was declined. That is the circumstance that is being, that women of abuse are being faced with in reality on the Cape Flats.
Right.
Oh, and thanks for that. I want to bring Leanne Michaels into the conversation, who is the accused assistant. Leanne, welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, good morning, Sarvira.
So, just to understand, in terms of your relationship, firstly, you know, with the accused, you know, what is your relationship like? And, you know, when last did you interact with the accused as well as baby Levi?
If you're speaking about the accused, you're referring to Catherine.
Yes.
Yes, I have interacted with her on a regular basis. If it's not personally, it is by telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing before we start off that I just need to rectify.
Sure.
For the community out there.
Yes.
Okay, firstly, this happened already on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
While Catherine was at work. She worked a 12-hour shift, of which she started 6 o'clock in the morning, and then she had to rush from work to attend to her baby at hospital, of which she wasn't sure of. The only thing she remembered, I remember she saying, that the child was unconscious and couldn't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards was rushed to Red Cross, and then to be told your child is brain dead. I remembered her sitting there and shaking, not knowing what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day, they had to tell her, we have to switch off the machines and pull out the pipes. There's nothing we can do for your baby anymore. Now, just imagine how traumatizing that should be.
Yeah.
For a mother coming from work, having to sit at hospital.
And tell me, who was the caregiver of the baby?
The father looked after the baby for that week. The baby was in his care for that week.
Mm-hmm.
While she was working, my sister normally looks after him, but she was not available for that week. She had to sort out her UIF. Mm-hmm. And you know how things go. She had to ask him to look after the child for that week.
Now, obviously, you know, when someone tells you your child is in hospital, you know, your child isn't breathing properly, you want to ask questions. And the first person that you would ask is the last person that was taking care
right.
of the child.
Yes.
You know, did the mom, you know, ask the dad what had happened? You know, what were some of the reactions from that?
She was so traumatized at that time. I remembered her. She couldn't even answer her phone, nothing. She was sitting and shaking because not knowing what to do. The only thing I remember her saying was to the doctors, just save my child's life. That's all.
Mm. And just tell me, in terms of abuse, you know, there have been quite a few scenarios that have been painted in the media. Family-wise, what is that family like in terms of the mom, the dad, and now the late baby?
Okay. When it comes to Ricardo, we could never nail him. We could never put our finger on something. We always suspected something is odd from him. Myself and my sister, we had a close eye on him, and we could never identify anything. He was that type of person that's a bit manipulative. He was secretive. We invited him to many family events, but then he would just sit on his own. Not even mingle, not even socialize, nothing. So that was him. And we said to ourselves, something is odd about this guy. But Catherine is a different person. Catherine is that type of person that would change your bad mood into a good mood. That's her. She would face any circumstances and just lighten up your day. That's that type of person Catherine is. An easy person. Then we are kid is concerned, Catherine is the type of children who would take her children to the Nantes Park just to have a day out, run around, play. She would sit and have that tea, play that Barbie doll thing with her daughter. I think if you should have a conversation with a girl and the youngest one, a 4 years old, you would be surprised to see what comes out of their minds, what they have in the... Because that is the type of person Catherine is with the children.
You know, as parents, and you know, we know now in South Africa, corporal punishment as well as, you know, physically handling your child is illegal. But as parents, you know, were you ever witness to them, you know, in terms of correcting behavior? How were they with correcting behavior? I'm just thinking of this little eight-month-old baby. You know, in the media, they're saying, you know, this child was abused, this child was hurt. As a mother, you can't begin to comprehend and understand, you know, how should you feel about this?
Okay, when it comes to reprimanding, that's one thing. Catherine would call them on the first name, the second name, the third name, and then the surname. She would give them all the names and say, stand still, listen to me. That's the type of child, the person she is. I mean, she would start from A to Z, what that person, what that child did wrong, and explain to that child what is the correct manner of doing it. And if an apology should be done, she would tell them, you turn back and go to your uncle and apologize. That's the type of person Catherine is. So when it comes to abuse and hitting a child, that's not Catherine.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Leanne, just in terms of, you know, Catherine now being, or the mom now being accused, you know, why do you think she was accused? Why do you think she was arrested? You know, why do you think she was linked to this whole thing? If she, you're saying she was at work on the day.
Yes. The only thing the inspector told me is that she's an accomplice in this because she knew all along that the child is being abused. Now, that to me doesn't make sense because Catherine has been in and out of hospitals with Levi.
Does she have
had a medical practitioner every second week she went to him. She this relevant evidence that shows Catherine was at hospital, Vanguard Hospital, twice in October. I remember my mom still phoning me and telling me Levi is officially an asthmatic. So
now,
that is Catherine. So why not did any of those people pick up any abuse or symptoms of abuse? That's okay. To me, it's strange.
Yeah.
Catherine, now, if there's something Catherine neglected, it was perhaps of working too much. That's
now,
Catherine.
And just before we let you go, we need to wrap up very shortly. When you say that, you know, she's been in and out of hospital and there's records, you know, to prove, did she perhaps present that as evidence as well? Or is that still something that's going to be presented? I mean, the case has been remanded until the 22nd of January. But any time before that, you know, are those sort of evidence or documents sort of being collated to present that as evidence?
Yes, it was handed in as evidence.
And still
and,
they feel the same.
The inspectors have been around to the doctor to question him.
Okay.
They have been to Vanguard Hospital to question him. So, yes, all the evidence has been handed in.
We'll have to leave it at that for this morning. Owen Francis, as well as Leanne Michaels, thank you so much for coming on and speaking to us. Owen, the former employee of the mom that has been accused, as well as Leanne Michaels, who is the sister of the accused. Thank you so much for coming on this morning.